begin the story of William.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are now back into this second hour of the Sunday live broadcast I do every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. If you're listening in upstate New York on the Sunshine Network, that'd be 5 to 7 Eastern. If you're listening out in Southern California, one of our affiliates, that'd be, 2 to 4 Pacific. Thank you so much for joining us. I know that we have loaded phones here, and I want to get to your calls. And we're going to do that right now. Then I'm going to get into Fox News and others attacking Congressman Ron Paul, trying to misconstrue some of the things that he said on my radio show, weekday show, Thursday, concerning government-sponsored terrorism. And we will also spend about 15 minutes at least. I want to read to you some famous New World Order quotes. I read some a few weeks ago, but I'm doing so much research right now on population reduction, the plan to kill 80% of us, for the end of my film, Endgame, where we had crews in Istanbul, Turkey, Ottawa, Canada. I mean, I've been all over the place on this, going and showing the global elites meeting, the global mafia meeting. That's only the first of the film. Then we get into their master plan, what they're setting up, their own documents. And I have to tell you, words cannot describe how staggered I am, how dumbfounded, how just, it's a humdinger. Just when I think I know how evil the New World Order is, just when I think I know their game plan and what they're up to and how bad they are, I still tend to add some humanity to them. I still tend to think, well, they're misguided, or, you know, they're just a bunch of control freaks, or they're fallen people, they're dumb, they're just brutish. Man, these people, no exaggeration, I've probably read excerpts out of 100-plus books the last 6 months, and really heavy research the last month and a half, and thousands of government documents, State Department document 200, memorandum 200. Last time I was reading that, again, I read it many times, I was rereading it, and quotes from architects of the New World Order and all these Nobel Prize winners and presidents and prime ministers, and I mean, they come right out and call us scum. They come right out and say, and I'm talking 70, 80 years ago, they said, we're going to force drug you. We're going to have all these weapon systems and cops in black uniforms, and we're going to take your children from you, and we're going to dumb you down, and then we're going to exterminate most of you. And, I mean, in 1915, they're saying we're going to have atomic bombs, and we're going to have a Soviet Union, and we're going to take over China. I mean, they did it all. I mean, it's all documented. And all these big conservative leaders actually writing quotes about how they're for the Soviet Union and Sovietism, and I mean, my God, folks, we're in a lot of trouble. I can't even believe I'm alive. I mean, but they're so arrogant, they just don't even care. And I've had pretty high-level globalists a few times I've run into them. I've had them come up to me in restaurants or on the hike and bike trail, or I've been out in L.A., or, you know, I've had big corporate meetings, and they'll just go, yeah, there's a world government, and the dumb public pointing out of their window down there doesn't care, Alex. They don't care if you want to help them, and they'll bite you in the hind end in a minute. You ought to join us and care about your family, because let me tell you something. Those people are idiots, and they don't want your help. They want to be stupid. And then I see the media, you know, openly admitting that Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government and is attacking Iran, and then the media also says Iran is Al-Qaeda when it's the opposite group. And I heard the news earlier, you know, they're still saying a day and a half after they know it's a six-plus-year-old tape, that new bin Laden tape, he's going to get us. Just, all, I mean, I it just, let me read you a Bertrand Russell. He's a Nobel Prize winner, the head of the British Fabian Socialist Society, you know, friends with the Queen and the King, one of the top people. I mean, he's Time Magazine top 100 people, just like Margaret Sanger. And I have the actual letters from the college archive where she calls black people subhuman weeds and says we can't let them learn that we want to exterminate all of them with Planned Parenthood. You know, I mean, I got the letter. And there's hundreds of quotes from her and stuff. She wrote an award from Hitler and giving awards to him and Hitler quoting her and you know, praising her. And I'm just all of this. And she's in Time magazine, says she's great, top 100 people. And, oh, she's so feminist. She loves women so much. Bertrand Russell, go read it. Oh, he's so sweet. He's so good. He's so nice. Man, I started reading his writings, and I thought, well, maybe this is just him being tongue-in-cheek. So I bought books he wrote and read more quotes. And look, and it's just he's a scumbag. One of the people that works for me looked at him and said, he looks like a real piece of garbage. He had different words than that. But I mean, listen to what this guy wrote. Diet injections, that's vaccines full of mercury, and he goes on to talk about that. I mean, this is 80 years ago. We're gonna inject you with mercury to make you dumb. Oh, God help us. Oh, heaven help us. And again, he even can say it right out in the open, and he knows you don't read. And if you hear somebody like me, you'll just go, that's some crazy street preacher. Seven, they could say it right out in the open. Listen to this. Diet injections and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce a sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authoritarians consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Here's another quote from The Impact of Science on Society, 1953, page 4950. Gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. Let me read that again. Generally, gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and the ruled will increase until they become almost different species. And it's not just him. It's hundreds of top eugenicists who, by the way, pick a eugenicist, pick the head of any field. It's always eugenicists. I haven't found a case where they aren't. A revolt of the plebes would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. And, of course, our vocabulary has been reduced so greatly that I'm not knocking you. They've dumbed you down on purpose. They've dumbed me down. Mutton is sheep. Somebody back then reading that would have known that. So he says, a revolt of the plebes would become as unthinkable, that's the general public, as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. And there's a bunch of other evil quotes from him. And, I mean, there's all these New World Order quotes from him. All these quotes, and they all say it. And they say, we're going to take over and get 20% of the population on psychotropic drugs, hallucinogenic drugs. And then, of course, you find out that it was the CIA and the publishers of Time Life Books who were big into LSD. They had the CIA put it out. They caused the whole drug revolution, as quote, counterculture, to get you on drugs. They created the whole drug war to then imprison you once you're on them. I mean, that's all mainstream history. So, see what genius that is, wicked genius, that they ship in drugs, and if you use the illegal ones, you go to prison. Then they try to force you to go on drugs that have even more dangerous molecular makeups and even greater effect on the brain that puts you in a mesmerized, highly suggestible state. And then they write thousands of books and hundreds of papers. And to read Henry Kissinger saying it's the national security interest to exterminate the third world and to use food as a weapon, and modern mercantilism, we're going to deindustrialize the U.S. and the third world and everyone, so no one has jobs, so only government can run everything and then take all the assets that are left and give it unto the banker owners. And they're so arrogant, folks, they call you dumb slaves. They call you scum. They call you sheep. They laugh and say, we can write this. The sheep will never even read it. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And, I mean, if you like being gamed or played, okay. But don't say you weren't warned. Don't say somebody didn't come up here and warn you. Come back, take calls, get into Ron Paul, then we'll get into more of these quotes. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. Stay with us.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson from Midas. July 13, 2007, gold 667 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $339.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $339.70, and $169.85. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of the U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Let me just put it in a nutshell, and I'm going to shove about eugenics on the end of the show and take some calls. My daughter had a little recital yesterday, so my parents came over. We drove with them. My mother had been listening to the radio show last week. We did a three-part series on eugenics and its history. She goes, well, is it really that bad? You know, she's got a degree in history. She's not stupid herself. She goes, I know there's a lot of that, but is it really running almost everything? And I said, oh, yeah. And I said, it's the dominant, you'll find eugenicists in every key position. And the whole worldview is shaped. Everything they do is shaped on that. Foreign policy, everything. My dad goes, oh, yeah, I never told you about this. You know, my dad was top of his class in high school, and then he went to UT later. And so he was in that college program when he was a junior and senior at UT, and he was listening to a bunch of the top professors. My mom's like, oh, I had him. And my wife said, oh, I had him, too. She went to UT. And yeah, they would call, you know, all the valedictorians and salutatorians together and go, this is a huge eugenics plan. We're taking over America. We're going to be a technocracy. And my dad just kind of always stays out of this stuff. He knows what's going on. And, you know, he sent Ron Paul some money. And, you know, he knows what's happening in politics. It's his view that society's always, you know, been run by these people. And but, I mean, my point is that he goes, oh, yeah, they all brought us in and told us this, too. See, I mean, it's just everywhere. And he goes, I hadn't really thought about that since then, since I was 16 years old. They were telling him, you're God's gift to the planet. Oh, your genetics is superior. You're going to be running the technocracy. These scum don't know what they're doing. And, folks, that is the attitude of the people running things. And that rolls downhill. They tell the cops, you're here to mind the public. You're here to boss them around. They're a bunch of idiots. And as the New World Order conditioning kicks in, people are turning into animals. People don't know anything now. They can't even hardly read. Or the words that they were using, the meanings have been changed, where you can't even properly communicate with somebody. It's kind of like an Idiocracy put out by Mike Judge, which in a weird way has its own eugenics message at the start, but I think he's commenting on that. And the guy 500 years in the future or whatever wakes up and everybody's completely stupid. And he's like a genius. And he was like a blue-collar guy before. He's like going to become the king, basically. You know, after, you know, because they're feeding Gatorade to the plants. And they all think he'll be like, well, I have rights when he goes into the court. And they go, what are you? What are you, gay? And that's basically already how it is. You're like, well, you know, I had some neighbors at my office. They wanted a turf for some reason. They walked in and they said, what's that? We had like the storyboard up and it said, you know, eugenics, Hitler. It had like 50 cards on it. But just if someone sees the word Hitler, they think, he's with Hitler. You're reading? And I had to explain that to them. I mean, it's scary. But see, I'm not going to use the fact that the public are completely dumbed down and mindless against them. But all these scam artists and media and government, man, they're all in on the game. It's a big joke. You start getting up to the level of people worth $100 million, $200 million, $1 billion. You start getting into elite circles. You get into one of those meetings. You get into one of those cocktail parties. It's all they talk about is, the idiot scum. We're going to eliminate them. I mean, that's just, so powerful. I mean, they're just doing this, and you don't even know about it. And I'm here on air trying to warn you folks. And I've had the globalists tell me, you know, well, look, you see, you warn them and they don't even want your help. See, join us. Well, number one, I wouldn't sleep at night doing that. Number two, you guys are going to lose and you're part of evil. But I've already digressed here a lot. Let's go ahead and go to Tony and then we'll go to Mike, Ruben, and Rick. Tony, you're on the air from Austin. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I had been expecting Ron Paul to be on George Stephanopoulos this week, and he didn't show up. I just wondered if you knew anything why he hadn't turned up. And another thing, nobody seems to mention him on any of the political talk shows, even though he's coming on strong in the Republican Party. But anyway,
hold on.
Ron Paul is the only candidate in his party against the Iraq War from his start. A 10-term congressman from Texas.
That's Stephanopoulos right there, my friend.
Oh, he was on this week?
He wasn't on today.
Oh.
We announced 2 weeks ago he was going to be on. You probably heard a rebroadcaster, an internet podcast or something.
Okay. Well, anyway, since then he hasn't been mentioned anywhere. But anyway, thank you for sharing that with me.
You bet, my friend. Good to hear from you. Now let's go ahead and take another call from Mike in Austin as well. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I know that you don't watch as much TV as I do, but there's good news. I saw Janine Garofalo, the comedian, on Conan O'Brien the other night, and she snuck in a 9/11 tidbit. She was doing a bit about how her comedy routine is not so well received sometimes, that they don't get her humor. So she now was facetiously saying that she takes a little, she was pretending to hold up a little, she said, I ought to just hold up a little puppy to the crowd every time I say something about politics. And she said, for instance, 9/11 was an inside job, and then hold up a puppy, you know. But she snuck that in there, that phrase in there, amid her discourse with sitting at the chair with Conan O'Brien.
And we now have a congressman doing it, and we have more and more people, because it is an inside job. The problem is the left didn't want to hear about Hillary and Clinton involved in the OKC op.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You see, it's bipartisan. That's why we're in so much trouble.
That is true. I did want to make a comment about layers, but the fact that we can all make a little contribution. If we all mailed just $5 to Ron Paul's campaign, if we all bought just 10 or 20 of those little congressional, those $1 booklets that you have on your site about the Bill of Rights and the power of the jury and all that, those are fantastic. I urge everybody to get at least just buy 10 or 20 of them and pass them out to your friends, or $1 each.
Absolutely. It certainly is a process. In fact, we sell them for less than $1 each when you get them in bulk at InfoWars.com. We give those away with any orders for books or videos on our online bookstore at InfoWars.com, the Citizen Rule Book. And we buy them in bulk, and we sell them at cost. We are selling them at cost. That, again, if you get an order a documentary like Terror Storm or Loose Change or American Freedom to Fascism at InfoWars.com, you get one free. But if you want to order them, we are selling them in bulk at cost. And a little color-covered booklet, 67 pages long, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, some famous founding father quotes. But I dare you just to read the Declaration of Independence online and then compare the things the government was doing then to what they're doing now. But let me give you the good news. You know, I get threatened by the police state because I know about history. But I want police listening to know, I don't mean you are the police state. I mean the system is the police state. And we really do have a lot of good police and a great military and wonderful firefighters who mean well. But you've been given bad systems. You've been brainwashed. You've been incrementally brought off the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And that's why you've been, you know, gone from being loved to now being disliked and despised. And that's how the New World Order wants it. They want us at each other's throats. I think one of the biggest mistakes I've made, none of us are perfect, but one of the biggest mistakes I've made in the last 12 years plus on air is that I have not been clear about that when I'm ranting and raving about cops. But, man, I see YouTube videos all the time. I've seen it myself in Austin and New York and other places where, I mean, cops just beat up an unarmed, innocent person because they feel like it, like a gang. And then they don't just beat you up. Then they also falsely charge you. And that's wrong. But the good news is the people are waking up. The good news is most didn't know what the New World Order was 10 years ago. Most of them do now. And the general public isn't as dumbed down as the New World Order would like. And so it's a process. And that's why they're scared now. And Ron Paul's indicator of that. We're going to come back, take a blitz of phone calls, get into Ron Paul, the big controversy that Fox News tried to spin, and get into some more New World Order quotes. Stay with us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
All right, here's the deal. I want to get into the economy. I want to get into Ron Paul and some of the new developments there, both on the economy and Fox News. Now they're trying to spin what he actually said on my show Thursday. He was on Fox and CNN and Drudge in the last 3 days. Right now, let's go ahead and blast through your phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Ruben in Pasadena. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, Alex, easy on the criticism on the Christians. You know, there's a lot of us on your side. You have some friends that are Christians, like Tex Morse.
I mean, what do you mean, Christians? I'm a Christian. I'm saying mainline Christians that don't even follow the Bible. But see, once this theological stuff starts, man, that's all that happens. It's a million denominations all fighting with each other. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. It's sad, but that's just the nature. You know, Alex, what you're talking about, eugenics, Edwin Black wrote a very interesting book called War Against the Weak, and it chronicles very much what you're saying.
IBM and the Nazis, everything.
Yes. I think the key to understand history, even present history, is to understand the dialectical system, which basically says the conflict is necessary to bring about change, desired change. Could it be possible that every major event in this administration was met with incompetence? Of course, incompetence is the preferred explanation. You know, we can recall 9/11, the weapons of mass destruction, yellowcake uranium.
No, I agree. In fact, I said before the war, they're all archived, my radio shows. You can find them back until about 2000 on the web. They're all over the place, but people have been putting them on websites religiously, at least for the last 5 years, but you can find them all. And right before the war, longer than that, a year before the war, I said, they're going to break Iraq in three pieces. They're not going to find WMDs. The U.S. will fall into a deep quagmire, which they want to then be able to stay there. Europe will pose and start plunging the dollar and say that poses the good guy and say the U.S. is bad when the same people own both continents and it's the same elite together. And then we will be demonized worldwide and lose our good name. We're playing the bad cop right now. And that indeed has happened, yes. How did I know that? The globalists wrote about it in think tanks. Again, just like they laugh about everything else. They said exactly what they would do and how they were going to use this war to destroy our name worldwide while they destroyed our borders with the amnesty and the North American Union and handed over our infrastructure to foreign companies. Then they've done it. Now, we're fighting them, and they're a little bit behind, but we just can't get the general dumb public, you know, they're too busy acting like good old boys and feeling powerful, you know, to get involved and save this country. That's fine. Their dollar will be devalued. They'll lose everything they got, probably. All right. You've been warned. Don't say you haven't been. Thank you, caller. Really good points that you just made here. Now let's go ahead and talk to Patrick in Austin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Enjoy the show. I just wanted to say I think one of the major threats with the dumbed-down public is that while we chase these fake terrorism alerts and, you know, have Arab boogeymen all over the planet, there is a true threat of the Middle Eastern leaders, ironically a lot of them in Saudi Arabia, who are strict Islamics, who feel that the U.S. is evil, who can link up with China and some of these real threats.
They've already linked up. Our little buddy Israel publicly gets all of our secrets and hands it over to China.
Yeah, I mean, if they
my question is, why is Israel doing that when China's teamed up with Iran? I mean, that's what I mean. It's nuts.
Well, they're worried about these guys who are, you know, kids throwing rocks and I believe that these terrorist organizations will start to develop, but they cannot operate in this country without somebody allowing.
Well, that's what the Pentagon said. They said, we don't have any real terrorists to have a big defense budget for the contractors that own and run us. They said this. So they said, once we invade Iraq, it'll also create real terrorists, which is real good. Then we'll have an excuse to widen the operation. UPI, AP, Google, Pentagon plan, P2OG. Go ahead.
Well, it's just that these people are all watching television and just totally brain dead. And if they read up on, you know, how China controls the Panama Canal and
again, given to them,
up against us.
I agree, given to them, and you're all great callers. I wish I could have you on for hours. I hate hanging up on good callers. I got to go to the next person. I wish I could spend an hour about the history of the Panama Canal, 1979, handed over by Carter, built by the United States at the cost of thousands of U.S. lives of malaria and landslides. The French only built about 10% of it. It failed. We built the rest of it. And then it's just handed over to China. Can you believe it? And they also gave them the big deep ports in the Bahamas, everywhere else. They gave them the naval base in San Diego. I mean, you think it's bad that the Arabs were going to get 21 ports, and it wasn't six, it was 21. And by the way, they still got them. Halliburton was the front, and then they still handed it over, and then Halliburton moved to Dubai, and now it's an Arab company. But they'll still get no-bid contracts. I mean, it is a total sellout, ladies and gentlemen. No, China's the model. They say the U.S. is going to be third-world status as early as 5 years from now. And then they may bring us down to absolute degradation level. It's all official. And it's all official. And, I mean, it's all in policy reports. And China is the model because they have euthanasia. They have one-child policy. They have billions of people that are slaves. And they're the future. We're not, folks. All righty. Let's go ahead and talk to Cornwall, England. I hope Joe hadn't been holding too long. Oh, he has. Over 10 minutes. I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't know you were calling on your own dime. I'd have gone to you earlier. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, it's not a problem. Holding on, I'm on Skype.
Okay, so you're a Yank over in Redcoat land.
There you go.
I love the Redcoats. Go ahead.
I have a question about the Federal Reserve.
Sure, go ahead.
Whether or not there's a possibility to invest in the companies that own it. I'll give you an example. I bought Cintas when they got
Spanish.
Exported.
Spanish company, yeah.
And I have made 25% on my investment since last November. When it became apparent that Perry was going to win here in Texas, the stock went up, and they declared a dividend, one for one, so you could buy more shares. So I'm wondering what...
Yeah, let's be clear. Cintra has paid nothing, okay? And they're being handed the entire infrastructure of many of the roads. They don't build roads. They just place toll roads on it. The state builds new ones, fits the bill. They take it over. Perry, of course... total sellout to these people. It's happening nationwide, though worldwide, for that matter. You know, I'm not going to tell you morally what you should do. I mean, the globalists already own over 90% of the global economy, so it's almost impossible to have a job anywhere or use anything or be involved in anything that doesn't have globalist tendrils into it. And
well, here's my point, Alex. I agree with you. I understand that. So I turned it around and put it against them. I bought the shares at $13 a share. It closed Friday at $16.36, 25%. I'm getting my money back from them. I will never ride on a toll roll if I can possibly avoid it here in Texas, but I'm making money on their backs. They think they're taking the money away from us. I found a way to invest and take money back from them.
Well, there are a few sure investments out there, and if I had time to worry about them, I would be out there making a lot of money on it. I mean, I joked about 3 weeks ago, and it wasn't a hard call. I said, buy stock in Apple. Its stock went up 44% in one day, and it's still up 30-something percent last time I checked. But, folks, I'm so busy making films and stuff trying to warn you and then putting them out for free on Google that I don't have time to go around buying stock. I mean, absolutely. In the 1980s, they said, early 1990s, the Cold War is over. We're out of Iraq. Defense stocks went down to about 5 cents on average. Some of them is, low as 1 cent from what they were before. And that was all done as a big joke by the globalists. Everybody divested, and then they went in and bought them all up and even centralized it greater, and they doubled, quadrupled after that. I mean, obviously, yes. But the problem is they can pull an Enron on you. I didn't even know anything about energy stocks 6-7 years ago, and I saw this weird movement in Enron because I'm right here in Texas. And I told folks, I said, this company is a big scam. I noticed it had all these globalists on its board, and I said, get out of it. And I had all these local yuppies laugh at me. It's fine. Just do what you want. I mean, if you don't know to get out of Enron 2 years before it fell, and you don't know to buy Apple before iPhone comes out, I just can't, you can't make a horse drink, folks. You can lead him to water. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com are the websites. I'm going to come back, get this Ron Paul news, play a few clips, and if we have time, get to Robert and Rick and others. I'll definitely get to Rick. Stay there.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there's a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. How housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Really, what the elite talk most about is how they get you wedded to an idea. They get you to believe the wars against evil Al-Qaeda and that we're saving America, when really you're destroying America. And it doesn't matter if they even openly later admit that they conned you. You don't want to admit you've been scammed, and so you'll never wake up. Just type New World Order quotes into Google and just go read what the elite have to say about you. And then you can link through and even find the sources. I mean, do what I do. When you read a source, a book, or a news article where it was said, go to the library or order the book online and then have it come to you in the mail and open it up where they actually read and call you slaves and say they want to kill you and your family. I mean, when I read this stuff online, I didn't believe it years ago. I would order the book and it would come in the mail and there would be the world leader saying, and we're a bunch of scum and a bunch of slaves. And I mean, I don't know why you want to put up with these people. They're not all powerful. They're not omnipresent. They picked up social Darwinism, saying, hey, the elite have a right to rule. We have a right to be as mean as we want. It only helps humanity. And then once they went past the point of saying there's no sanctity of life, they could kill whoever they wanted to. They think it's a good thing they're doing. Now, as for Ron Paul, I interviewed him Thursday. Here's a little clip of it. And this is what he had to say. This is Ron Paul Thursday. Congressman, just out of the gate, Cindy Sheehan yesterday on my show went further than anybody's ever gone. She said the stink chance of staged terror attack or the government allowing that to happen. Bush is saying he doesn't care what the people want. The war will continue. They've set up the Military Commissions Act. They've set up the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. He signed PDD 51, making himself literally dictator if he, quote, gave himself that power. How much danger are we in now with the Homeland Security head feeling in his gut we're about to be hit? Republican memos saying they need terror attacks. They need Al-Qaeda to hit us to be able to continue the war. Top military strategists saying it. How much danger are we in of some new Gulf of Tonkin provocation?
Well, I think we're in great danger of it. We're in danger in many ways. The attack on our civil liberties here at home, the foreign policy that's in shambles, and our obligations overseas and commitment, which endangers our troops and our national defense. So every day we're in worse shape. And right now there's an orchestrated effort to blame the Iranians for everything that's gone wrong in Iraq. And we're quite concerned, many of us, that the attack will be on Iran, and that will confuse things and jeopardize so many more of our troops. So I would say that we're in a much greater danger than we've been, even 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. And you can hear the whole 20-minute interview. It got picked up on Drudge and everywhere else. Now, Fox had a ticker going. They played clips and then said Ron Paul believes the government may stage a terror attack. No, our headline was that Ron Paul believes there could be a massive staged terror provocation. And Gulf of Tonkin, they steamed our ships in there in 64, and the Vietnamese were smart enough not to fire on them, and then our government just claimed that we did. And those LBJ tapes have been released where him and McNamara are staging it. Now, Ron Paul had been on my show before and talked without me prompting him, I think about a year ago. We pulled up the article about how they could stage a Gulf of Tonkin event. He also gave a speech in January of this year saying out on the floor of the House. That's why I raised that question. And that's what we specifically talked about was the Gulf of Tonkin. And Fox tried to spin that, and then some of the little libertarian groups and other people who you know, basically don't believe there's a new world order or any corruption, you know, they've tried to even attack me and say, oh, Ron Paul didn't say that. He didn't even say Gulf of Tonkin. Yes, he did, and here's Ron Paul talking about the Gulf of Tonkin in January 7th of 2007. Here it is.
Our inability to adapt to the tactics of fourth-generation warfare compounds our military failure. Unless we understand this, even doubling our troop strength will not solve the problems created by our occupation. The talk of a troop surge and jobs program in Iraq only distracts Americans from the very real possibility of an attack on Iran. Our growing naval presence in the region and our harsh rhetoric toward Iran are unsettling. Securing the Horn of Africa and sending Ethiopian troops into Somalia do not bode well for world peace. Yet these developments are almost totally ignored by Congress. Rumors are flying about when, not if, Iran will be bombed by either Israel or the United States, possibly with nuclear weapons. Our CIA says Iran is 10 years away from producing a nuclear bomb and has no delivery system. But this does not impede our plans to keep everything on the table when dealing with Iran. We should remember that Iran, like Iraq, is a third world nation without a significant military. Nothing in history hints that she is likely to invade a neighboring country, let alone do anything to America or Israel. I am concerned, however, that a contrived Gulf of Tonkin-type incident may well occur to gain popular support for an attack on Iran. Even if such an attack is carried out by Israel over U.S. objections, we will be politically and morally culpable since we provided the weapons and the dollars All right. to make it possible.
Now, he said a lot more on my show. I mean, he said several times in the past. In fact, we're going to dig these up tomorrow. A couple of my best writers were off this weekend, and I've already instructed them. I want all the articles, all the clips dug out were on my show in the past. 5-6 years, he's talked about staged provocation, staged events, staged terror. And we're going to stick it down the throats of everybody, as usual. It is a contrivance to say that he's a 9/11 truther, and we have not said that. Now, I've got hundreds of pages here of New World Order quotes, and these are bibliographed. You can go get these for yourself. And there's just hundreds of them. There's hundreds of them. The world is governed by very different personages from what is imagined by those who are not behind the scenes. Prime Minister Benjamin Dresel of England. The Council on Foreign Relations is the American branch of the society which originated in England and believes national boundaries should be obliterated for a one-world rule established. Professor of History Carol Quigley, Georgetown University, in his book, Tragedy and Hope, Bill Clinton's mentor. Woodrow Wilson, who coined the modern usage of the New World Order. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive that they had not better speak above their breath when they speak in combination of it. The New World Order cannot happen unless U.S. participation, as we are the most significant single component. Yes, there will be a New World Order, and it will force the United States to change its perceptions. Henry Kissinger, World Affairs Council Press Conference, Regent Beverly Wilshire Hotel, April 19th, 94. These are public statements. I mean, I've got hundreds of them, folks. Let me see. There's like 10 a page, and I've got 60-something pages of these. I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of. I mean, you can. There's quotes in here about how they're going to kill us. That's not the really bad ones. I mean, I read that quote earlier about how we're a bunch of sheep and animals. They're going to get us, and we're dumb. Let's take a call from Rick in Salado. He's been holding too long. for me not to get to him. You got about a minute or two, Rick, then we're going to wrap this thing up. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you.
You bet. Go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you, KLBJ, for putting Alex Jones on the air. Anyway, I was stopped for a routine traffic stop. I supposedly ran a stop sign. And the first thing the police officer...
Tell them you're an illegal alien. They'll let you go. That's admitted.
Anyway, the officer asked me, do you have any drugs, guns, or any other terrorist items? And he had a smirk on his face when he said it.
Oh, yeah, everything's terrorism now. In the Patriot Act, any misdemeanor is terrorism. Sorry, go ahead.
And I said, no. And he said, do you mind if I have a look? And I have hair down to my shoulders, and I'm a musician. And I figured, you know, I like to play rock and roll, and I figured he just thought maybe I had some drugs or something, and so I just let him search.
No, that's always worse. Even if you had something, sir, or they planted it on you, which some do, then they couldn't send you to prison because they didn't have a warrant to do it. When you allow them to do that, you allow them to stab America directly in the heart. Now, again, I wish you wouldn't have had that. I bet something bad happened to you, but we're out of time. You can call me back during the week or next Sunday if you want to finish your story, sir. But I heard you say you wish you hadn't, because I just thought I was looking at the clock wrong. He doesn't have time to call back. I wanted to hear the end of the story too. I don't know why I just hung up on him. It's just irritating to hear you know, that you said, oh yeah, I'll let you search the car. See, you thought you'd be reasonable. You thought you'd be nice. See, that's how you've been conditioned from being as a child. He's there attacking America to look for drugs. He pull you over. Mind if I randomly search? But it's in the newspapers that the illegal aliens, I see it every week, mainstream news, where the cops, I've got the mayor of one of the towns outside San Diego being griped at a meeting by a bunch of illegal aliens. And he goes, well, listen, the cops already told not to arrest you when you're DWI. We let you do whatever you want. Why are you mad at me? I mean, I've had Austin cops tell me they're told don't arrest illegal aliens for, like, driver's license and you know, or a few beers. But citizens, they throw the book at you because we're the schmucks, folks. We're the target. Everybody knows we're the pushover because we think we're free. We're dumbed down. We're overweight, waddling around, just saying we're God, and we're not. We're not cop or little people. Land of the coward, home of the slaves. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.